Syracuse's pending new zoning ordinance, combined with the replacement for I-81, has some raising concerns about gentrification. The New York Civil Liberties Union says there's nothing in the Rezone Syracuse project that calls for affordable housing in the corridor. NYCLU Project Counsel Lenessa Chaplin says with the continued demand for downtown housing, they anticipate new projects will include more apartments.
What that means is basically there's going to be mixed-use housing. So you're going to have commercial businesses with apartments on top. And if you don't have some type of inclusionary zoning rule that says if you're going to build a commercial business with apartments on top, a certain percentage has to go to affordable housing.
Chaplin is primarily concerned about residents living in Pioneer Homes, from Adams to Burt Street. The final Rezone Syracuse draft map shows it would be zoned mixed-use business urban core versus a residential designation. That's the same as James Street near downtown and around the Inner Harbor. Chaplin says the state DOT's draft environmental impact statement on I-81 last spring sparked their response.
One of the things that they recommended was 1- and 2-bedroom apartments on the Southeast Corridor, which is a community of color that 67% live below the poverty line. And so we started to pay attention to, well, why are they recommending 1- and 2-bedroom apartments in an area that has concentrated poverty?
City planners have been working on updating the old zoning map for more than 3 years. They're preparing a final scoping document to present to common councilors as part of the state's environmental quality impact review process. Additional opportunities for public comment will follow. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.